And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we are here to talk with you today about surrender. So many of your questions are often fraught with frenzied, panicked, disturbed, upset qualities. Why is my relationship not working out? Why are my finances drifting away from me? What do I do next in my life? What is my purpose? Why am I here? All of these questions come with an aspect of fear. Let us ask you this question. Why would you not surrender to the God that created you, this force that brought this realm into being, all of its beauty, all of its life, all of its tenderness, love, human kindness as well? You are here to express the God that created this realm. You are an expression of this creative force. That is why you are here. So all of the details, and we do recognize that the details of a human life are what they are, and there are requirements as you are in a human life. That being said, if you will allow yourself to surrender to the greater force, the greater power of this God, love, truth, all presence, all knowingness, surrender, and those things that are troubling you will become clear. When you have what you consider problems or issues in your life, they are here for you to bless you, to move you from a different vibration or understanding into a greater understanding and a higher vibration. So if you focus on the issue or the quote problem, your head will be bowed and focused on the problem. This is where it is important for you to raise your head up, to take a deep breath, and to pause, and to surrender. It is actually an energy you will feel. Physically, you will feel it as well. Your shoulders will soften. Your brow will become softer also. Your jaw gentler. In this space then, you may ask, and you will ask, what is here for me to learn, to know, to do, God? The God that created you and your spirit are ever present with you. They hear every thought, every intention, every word. So as you ask this, and it can be mentally, and it can also be with your voice, which adds yet another layer or dimension of request in the third dimension. As you ask, and as you are quiet and surrendered, the answers will come, and they will be quiet. It is the still, small voice, as many call it, that you will hear. This is God's guidance for you, and your spirit is abiding as well. Many believe that the word surrender is to simply give up or to lay back and to raise the flag, the white flag, of giving in. This is not the case. The choice to surrender is a choice of power, of letting go, of understanding that there is a greater mind and God at work beyond your narrow, limited ego mind. This, dear hearts, is where you each and all wish to be, not entrapped by the limited, narrow mind, but living your life guided by God, by God's direction, God's inspiration, God's love and wisdom and counsel. There you are. It was important for us to speak about surrender today because many of the questions coming in simply require surrender. The answer is surrender. Letting go. Keeping your eyes on that which is God, all-knowing, all-wisdom, all-presence, all-love. Do not believe that this is putting you in some kind of an altered state and takes you out of your human realm or humanity. It is not an ivory castle, this state of surrender. As you are able to bring surrender into your being as a human being, your life will be blessed immensely, and the lives of all that you touch will as well, because it is a higher vibration and point of living. So it is a great blessing. And we ask you this week to work with this idea of surrender, even in the smallest issues that come up that may needle you or push your buttons. Pause, deep breath, ask for surrender. And then ask God for guidance, for insight, for the perfect and all-knowing perspective on this issue at hand. We ask you to try this out and experiment with it, and we see that each of you will grow step by step, and this process will bring you greater peace, greater calm, greater evenness, greater equanimity and joy in your lives. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.